You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Well, hello. Welcome to Lights Up. I'm your host, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from my home in Chicago. For those who don't know me, I'm an author, a spiritual life coach, I'm an intuitive, a light worker, a channeler, medium, and more than anything, I'm a passionate believer. I believe in angels, angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. I believe in the law of attraction, and I've incorporated so many of these laws into my life. And I've manifested not just my dreams and desires, but blessings I've never even considered. Oh, and I'm not done. I am not done by a long shot. I continue to manifest always. So thank you so much for tuning in, no matter what the reason is. Maybe you know me, maybe you don't know me. Maybe you love this network and you found me, which I'm very grateful for. Maybe you're a spiritual person. Maybe you don't know if you are. Maybe you're just testing out the waters. It doesn't matter. If you are looking for a change in your life and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction, you've come to the right place. I'm here to help. We're all here to help at this network. I'm a bridge. I'm a storyteller, and I share many true stories that have enabled me to test out the universe and experience my part in the co-creation of my life. And as hard as it's been, it has been fun creating. Although sometimes it didn't feel like it was fun, but hindsight, it was fun. I love looking back at my life and saying, oh, now I know why that happened, because this was supposed to happen. Hindsight gives you the insight. So I try to remember that going forward is that everything always, as we know, happens for a reason. So I have been blessed with this podcast. As I always say, it seemingly came out of nowhere, but I asked for it. So I have no idea how it happened, but it just kind of happened. Divinely created to share and hopefully inspire others to take charge of their lives, take charge of their thoughts, and co-create their desires with the universe. All right, let's get started. This week's topic, Law of Attraction 101. So I figured it's the first week of 2021. So why not? Let's just do this. Many people do resolutions, like I used to do resolutions that usually lasted till January 3rd. And then I started doing goals and those lasted until January 4th. So this year, I thought I would rename my goals baby steps. Baby steps turn into manifestation. So I did a list, like I did two columns, and the far right column was my manifestations of what I was desiring. And then on the left-hand side, instead of resolutions and goals, I thought, here's my baby steps. Baby steps turn into those changes, right? So I thought I would be kinder on myself and not be so hard and be less judgmental of myself and just do baby steps, because baby steps will get you there. So that's what I did. So then I thought, well, this is the way that I am going to, now that I've learned about the law of attraction, this is how I will manifest all those other things in my life that I desire. So I'm learning more. I learn and then I teach. Isn't that the way it should be? Okay, so I know that you all have heard the term law of attraction, and maybe you know what the laws are. But to be honest, when I began my journey around, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, or really my whole life, I just didn't know it. But when I began to be awakened and aware of the laws of attraction and my thoughts and things like that, about 10 years ago, I knew that these were some of the things that my mom taught me and that my grandma, and my teachers, and just like those positive things that you heard when you were a kid. I don't know. It just seemed like my mom taught me a lot of this. My grandparents taught me a lot of this. And so I wasn't sure if these were like old wives' tales or just my lessons about being a good person. And, you know, I didn't know if they were superstitions because I'm Italian. So I'm like, oh, they got all these crazy superstitions. I wasn't really sure. All right. So here we go. These are basically truly like 101. So we're just starting out. I'm going to explain these in the simplest of terms and simple explanations, because we're going to talk about this a lot more in future shows, a lot more. All right. So again, this is not a lot of woo-woo. It's just simply changing your thoughts, simply changing your mindset. It's more scientific really than anything when as I look at it now. It, again, it's what we've been hearing our entire lives, maybe only half believing it because it kind of sounded ridiculous. Like, oh God, how can my thoughts and my words affect anything? That's stupid. No one's listening to me when I'm alone. When I'm alone in my room, in my car or my kitchen or walking, and nobody can hear me. I don't understand how thoughts have anything to do with you know, my reality. Why does one thing have to do with another? Well, because it really does. Because, my friend, the universe hears all, because what we're sending out are vibrations, like radio signals, really, like those antennas on your head. That's what you're sending out. Align your energy field by using proven tools to raise your vibrations, and you're going to see the real results. I don't know. They seem really simple when you look at them, right? All right. Well, here we go. Okay. Number one. Pretty simple. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. All right, we'll go back to that. I'm going to go through them and then explain them all. Number two, expect the best and you will get the best. Can you just hear your mother telling you that? Number three, never mind what is. Imagine it the way you want it to be. Number four, notice and appreciate every little good thing in your life. Can you hear your grandma telling you that? Number five, change your beliefs to reshape your reality. Number six, focus on possibilities and not limitations. Number seven, practice gratitude like a religion. That one is my favorite, the gratitude. All right, let's break it down. Number one, focus on what you want and what you don't want. For example, oh my God, I hate my job. I hate my life. I can't believe I have to come here to the stupid job every day. Why does this always happen to me? I don't want to work here. Why do I have to come here? I hate this. I hate my life, blah, blah, blah. All right. So actually what you're just doing is you're focusing on everything that you don't want, and you're going to get more of what you don't want by focusing on what you don't want. It's like being in sand. It's like being in quicksand. If you're in quicksand and you're like, wah, 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 you're just going to go lower and lower and lower, right? You hate where you are. You're going to stay where you are. So just change, try to change your words. Just try. I know it's hard because it's hard when you are unhappy and you're somewhere where you don't want to be. But even once, even just once a day, once for 5 minutes a day, just take a walk and say, oh, thank you for this job I have so much, but I desire a job that I love. Don't get too into the details at the beginning. Just say, I desire a job that I love. I desire a job that I love. If you could say that every day, even 5 minutes a day, just walk. Or I used to do this, not at the job I have now, because I love the job I have now, but I've been in jobs where I've hated them. And I used to get up and go for a walk and I would say, I desire a job that I love. I desire a job that I love, while I was working a job that I hated. You see what I mean? Don't get too much into the details. Just keep it real loose at the beginning. Just very general. Thank you. I desire a job that I love. Okay. I promise you will start seeing little changes bit by bit. You know how people sometimes say, I love my job. This is my dream job. Kind of like me right now. If you ask me, I'll tell you the story of how it all happened, but there's always a story of how it all happened, because those of us that love our jobs now had jobs that we all hated at one time, but we manifested one way or another. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a story of the dream home they had because they had a home that maybe they manifested from. Everybody has a relationship that they manifested out of something. If you hear someone, oh, they have this great relationship, I want that. Well, there's a reason that they got there, because they had other relationships that weren't. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. You bring about what you think about. Okay, I hope that makes sense. Number two, expect the best and you will get the best. So expect the best and see what you get is the best. So really, this is just about perspective. Don't define what's the best. Just create that energy of enjoyment. Create the good. Create the best. It's kind of like making the best out of a situation. Isn't that kind of what your mom always said? Just make the best of it. So 2020 for a lot of people was a horrible year. So many people say it was the worst year of their lives. But I have talked to so many people that say 2020 was a great year for them. And it was a great year for me. But it's only because of the perspective. We just looked at it differently. That's all. And I don't mean, it doesn't matter. It's what you got out of it. Just look at things in a different perspective. Okay, number three. Never mind what is. Imagine things the way you want it to be. And that's, again, don't focus on where you are. Don't focus on your current situation, the lack of money or the lack of a good job that you love. Instead, visualize, imagine it the way you want it to be. Prepare for the job that you desire, right? Just visualize the way you want it to be. That's where vision boards and Pinterest. You may not have the home you want right now, but guess what? On Pinterest, I'm sure you have something that says dream home or home that I desire. Don't focus on what you have. Focus on what you desire and be grateful. Oh, there I am with the gratitude. Okay, so it's that visualization stuff that people always talk about. Okay. Number four, notice and appreciate every little good thing in your life. Oh, I love this. And that's very simple. It's just seeing everything as a blessing, being grateful for everything. I don't know. It's what my stepmom, my grandma always taught me. Just be grateful. Everything's a blessing. Doesn't matter what you have. As you see everything as a blessing, everything becomes a blessing. I know it's corny. I don't care because it works. It works. It works. It works. Okay. Number five, change your beliefs to reshape your reality. This is about belief. Once you believe you deserve the job of your dreams, the home of your dreams, the love of your life, it will bring you closer to reality. You know, it's about that belief stuff I always talk about. The universe knows the difference between believing and not believing. So if you go, yeah, I believe, I believe, I believe, the universe knows the difference. The universe says, I'm not hearing you. I'm not feeling it. You can fake it until you make it. You can keep saying, I believe, I believe, and believe. When you really do start believing, it's like something catches and the universe says, ah, that's what I was looking for. Now we're going somewhere. So it's, I know I always use the word believe a lot, but because it is a big thing for me, it's believing is what opens the doors. Okay. All right. Number six, focus on possibilities and not the limitations. Oh, I love this too. Our thoughts and words carry vibrations. So when you put limitations out there, it's literally like a door. It's like you create the door that stops the possibilities. The universe is going to respond to the limits you put on yourself by giving you more of those limits. Does that make sense? Okay. The universe says, okay, you want this? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to start working it out for you. And then the universe goes, oh, wait, you want it to stop? I thought we were doing it. Oh, no, we're stopping. Okay. You want to stop? Okay. Wait, you want to go further? Okay, let's go. That's co-creation. Okay. Say like you want to go on a cruise. You go, oh, I really want to go on a cruise. That's it. I'm going on a cruise. 2021 or 2022, I'm going on a cruise. And then you start visualizing the cruise. Oh, I can't wait to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take this excursion. And you picture what you're going to wear and what you know, the great places you're going to see. And then you stop and you say, I don't have the money to go on a cruise. What am I, crazy? And you literally just put a door. And the universe goes, oh, but I was creating it. Oh, you don't want to go anymore? And you literally shut the door to the visualization because you put the door there. So when you feel like that door is coming, just if you visualize it stopping, just visualize a door. If you shut the door, visualize the door opening and say, oh, I didn't mean for that door to shut. Let the universe figure out how it's going to be. Just your job is just to ask for it and to visualize it. Does that make sense? Okay. And then again, the last one, my favorite of all time, is practice gratitude like a religion. So, of course, I always talk about gratitude. Gratitude is a magnet. Gratitude is the magic word. Thank you for everything, all the time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, no matter what. I know sometimes it's hard, but it works. Thank you for the penny I found. I promise you, if you see that penny, that's a sign. You pick up that penny and you look at that penny, you go, thank you. And then you put that penny in your pocket. I guarantee you that the next time you look down, you're going to see a nickel or a dime. Then comes the quarter. Then comes the dollar. Then comes the check in your mailbox. Then comes the job you were looking for, the one that, you know, to replace the one that you were unhappy with. Gratitude opens all the doors. Gratitude is the magic word. Thank you. Open says me. You are in control of your life. You are the co-creator with the universe. Your thoughts and your words are more powerful than you can ever imagine. I swear, if you knew how powerful your thoughts and words were, you would never have a negative thought again. You would never. Like, I know how people say, oh, I say that. You know, my mother would say, don't say that. Don't say that. But we thought it was like a superstition, but it's true because it's not really a superstition. It's just that your thoughts create, your thoughts are vibrations. Your words are vibrations. So don't put things out that you don't want. Don't say them. I think you have, like, what I say is, if I say something that I shouldn't have said, or like, you know, I'll say something, I'll go, oh, I say, cancel, erase, delete. Cancel, erase, delete. I think it's like 17 seconds or something to take it back. I think it's something like that I learned. Just take it back. And that's like some people, like, you know, spit on their finger, whatever. Just take it back. Take it back. All right. Change your thoughts and your words. Change your perspective, and I promise you, you will witness your life change before your very eyes. I promise you, it's like magic. It is magic. Believe, believe, believe. Please know that these are not just words I'm speaking. This is literally how I changed my life, how I continue to change my life, how I'm speaking to you at this very moment on this podcast. I've written 3 books. I have my own podcast, and I write for the Law of Attraction magazine. And I always say to myself, wait, what? How did this happen? I don't know. I just asked for it. I visualized it and I went about my business and I followed the signs. Truly, I ask, how did this happen? And then the universe says to me, Karen, you asked, remember? Remember when you wished upon a star? Remember when you were staring out into the ocean and you were visualizing your life and you were telling me everything you wanted? Remember when you were daydreaming? Remember all those times you looked at the lake or a beach or a mountain and you told me everything you desired? Remember that? Don't you remember? And I say, oh yeah, I did that. I did all this. That's all it took. And the universe responds. See how we talk, me and the universe? The universe responds, well, yeah, you, that, and your faith and belief kept the vibration active and opened up the doors one by one. That, my friend, is the secret. And then the universe continues to tell me, now go live your beautiful life that you've manifested. Keep asking for more, because we know you, Karen, you desire so much more. Tell others how this works. Spread the word, as so many teachers are, and be happy. So I want to talk about more about manifestation. Many times we're going to talk about this. But this is basically what I want to leave you with on this show today. Manifestations begin with the end result. It starts with the vision is of what you desire. It doesn't start from where you are. You can't go from what you want to where you are to what you want by concentrating on where you are. Forget where you are. Just focus on what you desire. So I would always say, you know, like I always say, God's the driver. I'm in the car and God's the driver. I just tell God where I want to go. And God goes, okay, sit back and enjoy the ride and stop telling me how to get there. Does that make sense? I'm going to come back to that in a minute. But manifestation starts with the end result. That's why you always hear people say, dream big. Manifest one thing at a time. Be grateful for everything. And watch the momentum grow in all the areas of your life. Live deliberately. Consciously create. And yes, create with intention. Don't worry about the house. Mike Dooley says it. He goes, the cursed house. Don't worry about the house. Dream big. Don't stop believing. Do everything with a glad heart. There you have it. That's the secret. Take a class. Take a workshop. Do some research. Start testing your co-creation with the universe. Get excited. Have fun. Be amazed. It is so much fun to test these theories out. Say thank you. Watch the miracles unfold. As I said, I always think of myself as I continued on this journey, like I'm in a car and God's driving and I'm the passenger. And I'm the one who says, go faster. And God goes, no. And when I say God, I mean the universe or your higher source, your higher power source. And I say, I set the destination, right? But I'm not supposed to be driving. I'm the passenger and I am there to experience, right? And then I'll lean over and I'll tell the driver, could you go faster? And God, I say God, the universe, God says, who's driving, me or you? Mind your business. Look out the window. There's some wonderful things I want you to see. I want you to enjoy this journey. Enjoy the ride. But that's not me. See, I'm a hardhead. I'm Italian. I'm a little bit of a hardhead. And I was very impatient. I will say was. And then I would say, could you go a little faster? I know a shortcut. And he goes, nope. And I go, yeah, but I said where I wanted to go. He goes, I know you said you know where you want to go. I know you know where you want to go. I know where you want to go. I'm going to get you there. Your job is to trust me, put your seatbelt on and look out the window. And I'm not going to take may set the GPS, but I'm not going to take the road that you're going to take. I'm going to take you somewhere else before we go there on our way there, because there's someone I want you to meet here. There's someone that is going to inspire you here and someone you're going to inspire here. So you know what I mean? You're going to set the destination. You're going to get there anyway. Don't worry about how you're going to get there, how long it's going to take. Set your GPS. And I promise you, you will get there. If you enjoy the ride, don't stop believing and trust the universe. Take the steps. Do what you're told to do. Don't resist and just enjoy. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's how I got to manifest what I've manifested so far, is because I kept, grabbing the steering wheel. Like I realized finally, like I'm trying to control it instead of just letting it happen. I was trying to control things. So don't forget, say thank you. Watch the miracles unfold. Write a book, write a short story, start a podcast, follow your heart, be fearless. It's 2021, baby. It's time to take everything you learned in 2020 and put it to work. Above all, be happy. Find the joy in everything you can. I know it sounds corny, but I don't really care. If you have any questions, I'm here to help. If you have anything that you just ask me a question, I don't care. KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. I'm here to help. So to learn more details of my journey, because really all this is in my books. I started my first book starts when I lost my job and I was going through some things in my life where I just literally threw myself on the floor and begged for help. I was at a very, very low place in my life and I begged for help, and that's how it all started. So if you haven't read any of my books, my first book is called Are You Living Your Life or Surviving Your Past? A medium story of the ascension of her gifts through the healing of her past. My second book is called Living in the Light. It picks up exactly where the first one leaves off, and it continues on true stories. It's called Living in the Light, True and Amazing Stories of Angel Encounters and Miracles. And the book that just was released October 1st of 2020 is called Rebuilding in Light, Illuminating the Recesses of Your Internal Workspace. And they are truly just the how-tos, the how I did it. Everything talks the true stories of how everything happened. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I would love to hear from you. Tell me your stories. If something is, manifesting for you, tell me. I'd love to hear your stories. I share stories, but I love to hear stories too. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, keep your beautiful lights shining brightly. Lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on our show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.